Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Tyler Norvell with us as we talk more about Cattlemen's Congress coming up in January in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the holidays have arrived, and I know the Beef Checkoff is right on top of things. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We call it Jewel Log 2.0. So there's going to be extensive efforts around the holidays to promote beef. The Beef Checkoff through Beef It's What's for Dinner brand is helping consumers navigate how to make that perfect holiday meal through fully integrated digital and social media efforts. We'll have new versions of the Beef Drool Log videos that will be shared across digital and social media platforms and that people can use as Zoom meeting backgrounds if they're having to celebrate holidays virtually. There will be an updated holiday landing page on beefitswhatsfordinner.com. As a one-stop shop for all beef holiday cooking needs, we'll be doing the same thing on our website. NCBA, as national contractor of the Beef Checkoff, will also be working with partners to run e-commerce campaigns working to increase beef sales.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. More on the first ever Cattlemen's Congress coming up at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in January. The 3rd through the 17th of January are the dates. All the major beef breeds are participating, and we're talking about the very best of the very best in these breeds coming for this national event. Tyler Norvell, Executive Director for the Oklahoma Youth Expo, is on the board of directors and helping lead the effort in putting on the Cattlemen's Congress here in 2021. This is really the elite of each of these breeds that come to this type of an event that, you know, is comparable to what they've had normally in Denver.
Yeah, it's the best of the best. I mean, we say OYE is the state championship of agriculture. This is the national championship of cattle, and that's what we're going to here. Like I said, almost every breed's having their national show here. That means they're competing for a national championship within those breeds. And one thing we're doing that's never been done, to my knowledge, at a national level show like a Kansas City, a Louisville, or a Denver, is we're actually going to pick a supreme overall open breeding heifer and open breeding bull. Now, they do it a lot in the junior show, but they've never done it in the open show. And, I mean, to be honest, the idea came from a couple individuals that called and said, do what Agribition does in Canada. And if you've ever watched the videos of the Grand Bull and heifer selection in Canada for the Agribition Supreme Champion, it is awesome. And it's a huge deal in that country. And we want to replicate and start doing that here in the United States. So we're super excited about picking that Supreme overall and have had awesome feedback about it.
The drive for Supreme Champion, the Open Bull, Open Heifer, and the Junior Breeding Heifer all will be taking place 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, January 13th at the Jim Norick Rodeo Arena. Before that, everywhere you look in the cattle barns, you'll see activity.
Yes, it never stops. It was quite interesting putting the puzzle together as you try to line those breeds out. And we took the framework that was there in Denver. Mm-hmm. And just it was online and public. We just kind of replicated it because people are used to that schedule. But yeah, we have almost every barn full of cattle during the whole time. And we're going to have to use more space than you normally would to socially distance people and have enough space. But the Norick Arena, the State Fair Arena, will be the main show arena. And then in Barn 6, Performance Arena, where we usually show the Barras and Gilts, the hogs during OYE, will be where we show the pin bulls. And then Barn 3 will be a socially distanced trade show like OYE. And then the Super Barn, where we stall goats and sheep and show the goats, will be a sell arena. And that's where we're going to set up a permanent sell arena where we're going to have 16, 17 sales during the Cattlemen's Congress. So it'll look similar, except the west side of the road where all the hogs are, those will be cattle.
Obviously, not doing this necessarily for just the economic impact, but there's going to be a lot of economic impact for central Oklahoma.
Yeah, we don't know the numbers for sure, but I could see it being anywhere from 25 to 50 million because we got some quotes for things during the show, just being very open with folks. And our same vendors for OYE, and we got them back, and Cass brought them in. I said, man, this is high. Is it COVID or what? She said, Tyler, it's almost double the days as OYE. And I was like, oh, yeah, duh, that makes sense. But you start thinking about it, OYE is a $25 million impact over 8 to 10 days, and we're looking at 17 days, so almost double. And I think it's going to be massive. I know this, the hotels and the restaurants on Meridian, they love OYE and Cattlemen's Congress right now because they are filling up and it brings that economic, you know, the economics they need right now, right, and the business they need right now that's not there.
Right. COVID-19 has really changed things. So, I mean, that definitely is a welcome relief to those folks, I'm sure.
Very much so. Yeah. So they are very appreciative. And like I said, we continue to monitor the COVID situation and feel very comfortable we will have our event. But people are going to have to cooperate, just like they did at Tulsa, just like they've done at Kansas City and Louisville, and wear masks, socially distance, and put an effort forth and not take it for granted, because just because we get to have it and start it doesn't mean we get to finish it if we don't adhere to the guidelines. And so I hope people come with the right mindset of, hey, let's get through this and let's follow the guidelines. And they've been very successful at Kansas City and Louisville in doing that, and we're going to have to do it here, and we're going to do it here.
So you're doing it for 2021. Any thought about how you do it again, or this is a one time deal, or what?
If I had a dollar for every time I got asked that question, I could fund next year's show. It's difficult to answer. Yes, we are open to doing it, but we're not 100% doing it. So we're going to see how this one goes. We're going to see how Hawaii goes, and then make our decisions. But I will say this, Ron: the feedback of us continuing it has been overwhelming and outstanding from folks, and so, if we can make it work, if we feel like it's something we need to do moving forward, then we're open to that. But we're not out saying, yeah, we're for sure doing it next year. So we want to get through it. And we're optimistic that it'll happen again, but we don't want to say, yes, it'll happen. But I tell people, I've told everyone, be sure to buy your Cattlemen's Congress hats and hoodies and pins and everything else, because if it never happens again, those would be great collector's items in 50 years on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Norvell and the Cattlemen's Congress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. So let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.